Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Vice President Kamala Harris joined a rally in Nashville for the three Tennessee Democrats targeted by the Republican State House supermajority. CBS's Mark Strassman was there.
The newly expelled Tennessee lawmakers are being hailed by many as heroes in Nashville, one day after being ousted from the state legislature for demanding action on gun control.
We need you.
Vice President Kamala Harris flew down from Washington to support the so-called Tennessee Three and said the actions by the Republican supermajority were shameful.
A democracy says you don't silence the people. You do not stifle the people. You don't turn off their microphones when they are speaking about the
A federal judge in Texas has ordered the FDA temporarily halt its approval of the drug mifepristone. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Court found that under the law that this pill, because it was for abortion, could not be sent in the mail. And this is an opinion that could have far-reaching consequences for women across this country. The court seemed to recognize how stunning its decision was and gave the government a 7-day stay to bring an appeal on the court's decision.
A federal judge in Washington state afterwards ruled that the FDA must keep the drug available, creating dueling injunctions. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is speaking out about gifts he received from a political donor. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is responding to growing criticism about his lavish trips funded by a major GOP donor. A recent report revealed Thomas accepted luxury vacations over the past 2 decades, paid for by a Republican billionaire. In a statement, Thomas said he was advised that this sort of personal hospitality from close personal friends who did not have business before the court was not reportable. Congressional Democrats are now calling on Chief Justice John Roberts to launch an ethics investigation.
Police in South Carolina say that 6 people were injured after a shooting on the Isle of Palms. Officials say that several people are in custody and that several weapons have been found. Isle of Palms Police Chief Kevin Cornett.
We know that most of them were probably in their teens. We had a couple of adults that might have been in their 30s, but most of them would have been around the age of 18, not exactly 18, but somewhere around that area. We believe pretty much everybody were seniors and then some adults that were a little bit older that were just on the beach.
The U.S. adds a healthy 236,000 jobs despite the Fed's rate hikes. And on Wall Street, the markets were closed for Good Friday. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, right about now, do you think the Supreme Court should maybe have some tighter ethical guidelines? 844-967-2789. How are you feeling about the legitimacy of the court these days when you find out that Clarence Thomas and Harlan Crow, a mega GOP mega donor, are just gallivanting on his super yacht?
They're buddies.
For decades.
He's my bud. It's fine.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I get it. I don't have billionaire friends who invite me to go on their yacht. Or to Indonesia, or to New Zealand. Or I also love that included in there, like, it was like the list was like Indonesia, New Zealand, Texas, and Georgia. I was like, are those two like destinations?
Interesting.
Like high-end destinations? Not that you probably couldn't spend a lot of money there on the right Ritz-Carlton, but I get it. You know, when your billionaire friend says, I'm going to take you on vacation, most of us would say, on my way.
You bet.
I'll take those vacation days. But you'd think when you were one of nine people who sits in the highest court in the land, a red flag might go up as far as how much this person donates to one party, how much this person has invested interest in cases that come before the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Or how much this person has donated to my wife's organization that she started 10 plus years ago during the Tea Party wave. And I'm surprised it took this long to get out.
That's because it's all perfectly normal, Kristen.
According to him, it is.
It's perfectly normal.
So if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, ProPublica published a report that found that Clarence Thomas accepted luxury trips from Dallas real estate mogul and Republican mega donor Harlan Crow for more than 20 years.
Yeah, this has been going on a long, long time.
Thomas and his wife, Ginny, have jet-setted around the world to places like New Zealand and Indonesia on his private jet and his super yacht. And also, Crow reportedly helped fund a museum about Thomas and his hometown, and donated $500,000 to Ginny's now defunct conservative group. And the report also said that Thomas has not reported any of these trips on his financial disclosures. The thing justices and all senior federal personnel are supposed to do to ensure they're not swayed by outside influencers. Basically, it's like anything more than like $415.
That's, yeah.
And supposedly, if some of these trips ProPublica found that had Clarence Thomas and Ginny paid for this out of their own pocket, would have been like a $500,000 vacation.
That seems reasonable,
Kristen. Totally reasonable.
Why should
I would love... What do you think a $500,000 vacation looks like?
I can't even wrap my head around that. I really can't. Unless you're staying in some resort where the room is $2,000 a night. $2,000 to $5,000 a night.
Which for some of them, I'm sure it is. Or like when you charter those super... Like even if you own the super yacht, like... The amount of gas, the staff that's on them. Like, right. I think I can't even wrap my head around what that looks like. This is also a quick side note, because it's also like, what do you spend that much money on? There's the ongoing fight between Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis go, she went on record that he hasn't paid like any child support and that she's paying $100,000 a month for their two kids. It's like, what are you spending that much money on for two kids?
That's insane.
Like, I know private school's expensive, but not that expensive.
$100,000 a month?
A month!
What, are they wearing gold shoes?
I don't know. Anyways, that's a tangent. But the question here is, like, there aren't any real restrictions. The nine Supreme Court justices are the only federal judges, or justices, just, well, you know what I mean, that don't have any restrictions on the types of gifts they can receive. They're just required to report it. And so seemingly he did break the law/rule. I don't know if there's one. We can ask. Jim Santel is going to be here at 1 p.m. This feels like a Jim Santel question.
Yeah, he can clear. He's going to help us break this down.
Civic Media's own legal eagle,
yep,
who knows way more about the law than any of us.
Without a doubt.
But now this is obviously, even with Clarence Thomas saying, I did nothing wrong.
Did you see his statement? He put out a statement. Clarence Thomas said the trips that he and his wife, Ginny, took with donor Harlan Crowe and his wife, whom Thomas describes as among his family's dearest friends, were the sort of personal hospitality from close personal friends that he was advised did not require disclosure. Even though, as you mentioned, Harlan Crowe is involved with a whole bunch of stuff that has and is coming before our wonderful Supreme Court.
Well, you know, and it's what's so funny is that he says, we've been friends with Harlan Crowe for 25 years.
Was that after he was elected?
I mean, he was appointed in 1991. So the timeline kind of matches up.
Interesting.
Like, oh, you became friends after you were appointed to Supreme Court. This wasn't a friendship that predated you be sitting on the Supreme Court.
The court. Huh.
Okay. KKK.
It's all fine.
So, this obviously now ignites the question of this legislation that's been sitting there and nothing's moved on it as far as putting actual restrictions in on what kind of gifts Supreme Court justices can get. So, I guess my question to you is, do you think we should put restrictions on what kind of gifts our Supreme Court can receive? 844-967-2789. And of course, this is coming from Democratic lawmakers. I have not seen anyone from the Republican side say, yes, maybe we should. Not obviously, the Republicans are not going to impeach him. They're not going to ask him to resign.
Of course not.
That is not. But even to move forward with legislation saying none of them should be able to be taking these gifts, I haven't seen any Republicans call for that yet. I think AOC, not that surprisingly, called for him to be impeached. But most of what I've seen, at least, is people saying, all right, we need to... this is maybe a time for us to rethink this legislation that's just been sitting there. So,
Well, and especially when you consider the public's view right now of the legitimacy, yeah, of the Supreme Court, it is not good. It is not good. And having something like this come out does not help their reputation. And John Roberts will go down in history for so many, many, many things.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it that there are no ethical standards for this body who get appointed for life?
I don't know. But this is what Chris Murphy from Connecticut tweeted out yesterday. Said there is no code of conduct that applies to all. There is a code of conduct that applies to all federal judges except 9. It's no longer okay for the Supreme Court to be the only federal court without a binding ethical code. For over a decade, every Congress I've introduced the Supreme Court the Supreme Court Ethics Act. It's time to pass it. And so for 10 years, they've been trying to get something passed. And obviously, there are people who don't want to get this passed.
And what is the argument against it? I would love to hear why they can't be held to any ethical standards, because we just assume because they were appointed that they're innately more moral and more ethical beings, so we can just trust them?
I don't know. But this is, I saw another tweet that pointed out Justice Clarence Thomas did not recuse himself from McDonnell v. United States in 2016, which was about whether government officials accepting free stuff from right-wing mega donors is potentially a crime. And I just, it's, how do you excuse this? I mean, when you take away sides, because it's hard for me to imagine hearing, like, hearing that Kagan's getting, like, free trips to Fire Island or something like that. You know, it's like, it being like, well, she's on our side. So it's like, I mean, I could imagine being not wanting her to get impeached, but, like, the not have the call there for, you did something wrong, we need to fix it. And trying to cut down on the corruption, because that's what it is. I mean, as much as we want to point the fingers at other corrupt governments in other countries, this is corruption. This is oligarchs paying off powerful people to continue to get their way, whether it's in Congress and the laws that are getting passed, whether it's in how the Supreme Court rules. Like, this is corrupt.
It sure looks not good.
And so, yeah, if you have thoughts on this, it seems very obvious to me. It feels like I would not be surprised if nothing happened, if by the next week.
It all blows away.
It all blows away because, you know, it's, but there's still some really big decisions on their way. Like, there's going to be more reproductive rights that get escalated, like whether it's the FDA approval of the abortion bill. That has there even been a ruling on that yet in Texas? I think that is pending. All of these transgender things that are going through the courts, like there's going to be so much that goes in front of this court with Clarence Thomas sitting there, and there's probably going to be no movement on, hey, you got any some invested interests for some of these mega donors? All right, when we come back, we will either keep talking about this if we get any of your calls, 844-967-2789, or go back to the GOP postmortem. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica! Okay.
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My 24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 32 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 60. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. My.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And another day, another giveaway of Brewers tickets.
Oh, nice.
This time for Saturday's game, which is at 6:10 p.m. at American Family Field. It is going to be a high of 55. Low of 35, so seems like decent spring tailgating weather.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because the sun sets after 6 now, so
yep.
By the time you get in there for the game, the roof will be up if it's cold. So it seems like a very great day. And it's not two tickets, it's a family pack, 4 tickets for Saturday's game.
Ooh.
And so we are going to give that away in the third hour. You will have to listen. And it's still not going to be a trivia question, but this is what we're going to ask you to come on air and talk about. It's National Beer Day. I don't know how many national beer, because there's National Beer Can Day that was like a month or so ago. It's National Beer Day now. I feel like there's another beer, maybe World Beer Day later in the year. There's a lot. But we're a beer state, so it's fine. But if you call and tell us once we ask for it, what your favorite Wisconsin-made beer is, then you can win 4 tickets to the Brewers-Cardinals game at 6:10 p.m. at American Family Field.
Nice.
For Saturday.
Very nice. Nice, nice Easter weekend ball game action.
Absolutely. So going back to the Clarence Thomas, we'll close up on this, but we have a, on the Facebook live stream, you can always follow us there if you would like to see Jane and I, because there's a lot of dancing that happens.
There is.
There's sometimes you see Jane's draw just drop to the floor when we don't actually have things to say in reaction. But, you know, it's a fun time when you watch us instead of just hear us. But we understand that you have to take us with you sometimes.
This is why, however, Kristen, I will point out, because I cannot not roll my eyes when I hear BS. And so in previous iterations, when I've been at other places, I really didn't want to be on camera.
And I think that's fair.
Right?
Yeah. Because when you were doing more news and...
Not doing commentary.
I think it makes sense for why you needed to have a little shield from people seeing your true feelings about a story.
You said what?
All right. This is from Jim Denny on the Facebook live stream. Back in the day, even up to Clarence Thomas, there was an extremely thorough vetting process that should have disqualified him from the Supreme Court.
Yes.
However, with his appointment, that's pretty much when politics got in the way. This court that Trump appointed wasn't even investigated.
Nope. I mean, they rammed Amy Coney Barrett through so quickly. And that is one thing that I will always connect to Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Massive hypocrite.
Man, we have not heard a lot from him lately.
Well, not since he fell.
But even before he fell, Which, I don't know, has there been an update on how he's doing?
I'm sure he's been released, but he's been keeping a really, really low profile.
But I feel like now that there is an entire contingent of even crazier people in Congress that are, I feel like he's kind of wide-eyed and being like, I'm going to sit back here and wait for some of this to blow over. Well, I just feel like, think about how front and center he was, certainly up until the 2016 election, especially with all of the Merrick Garland stuff. But then even, I feel like since Biden's been elected, he's been pretty quiet.
Well, and I think part of it is that he realizes that there are a group of Republicans now who are gunning for him.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They're out for him. And so the less that he says publicly, the less they can hang on him publicly and use against him. Because, again, he's been in a position of power for how many decades?
Oh, a long time.
Right? So he knows how to play the game.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I mean, he's a very savvy politician. I don't think everyone knows that. It's just more out of the attention that things get, I feel like we hear, like, for a while now, we've heard his name a lot less than we were for a long time.
Yeah.
And so, all right. Well, when we come back, I want to get back to the conversation of, if you were in, maybe you are a conservative, maybe you typically vote Republican, maybe you're a moderate, maybe you're a lefty, radical, liberal. I know some people would say that those two things are not the same. Lefty, being left and being liberal are not always the same thing. But no matter where you are on the political spectrum, if you were in the GOP, Wisconsin GOP war room this week, what advice or direction would you say the party needs to go after 14 statewide losses out of the last 17 statewide elections? And when we come back, we'll take your calls on that. What advice do you have for the GOP if they want to start winning statewide races in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789.
I just want to throw one thing in real quick before we go to break. Many people are saying that Mitch McConnell is just as funny as Robin Voss. That's what many people are saying.
Many people.
Many, many people say that.
Who are we talking to that said they met Mitch? Oh, it was Tammy Baldwin's guest for the State of the Union. Remember when we had him on the show?
Yes.
And I don't think did he say it on air? I think he met Mitch McConnell there, and he decided either like he didn't shake his hand, or there was something that happened with, maybe I'm remembering this poorly now. But I feel like in his stories of who he got to meet while he was there, Mitch McConnell was one of them. And he was like, yeah, no thanks. All right. All right. So the question is, if you were in the GOP war room after their loss this week, what advice or direction would you suggest that they take to win back some of the state? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We'll be back in just a minute. Making records, it just don't hit. I tour around the world, from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, empty hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. You can't touch this.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday met with the Tennessee Three.
I believe that we will win.
She also attended a rally at Fisk University where she called for background checks and restrictions on assault rifles. A Texas judge suspends FDA approval of an abortion pill while a second judge in Washington state protects it. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
There's now a federal judge in Washington who said the opposite, who said we cannot take mifepristone off of pharmacy shelves. And so now there are dueling injunctions.
Six people hurt in a shooting on the Isle of Palms in South Carolina, Police Chief Kevin Cornett.
We have several individuals that are detained that while we're conducting this investigation, we don't know that any of them are necessarily the individual that fired, but we do have several individuals that are detained for weapons charges right now.
And most of the victims are teens. CBS News Brief, Amara Rubin.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer.
Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings.
And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You don't know my garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You ban books? You ban drag? Kids are still in body bags. Those are kids at the Tennessee State Legislature after that shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville that killed six people, three children, and three adults. The kids are not happy.
The kids are not happy.
No, they're not.
And you'd think that... And I don't know, maybe it's just they're slow on the uptake that like, hey, maybe they're going to start voting.
So let's make it more difficult for that to happen, Kristen, because we don't want all those young, angry people who have the right to vote to actually be able to exercise that right if they don't like us.
Yeah. Well, and that was already part of the, I saw on one postmortem was basically with the rise and ease of mail-in voting, that also has led more college students to vote. Because, you know, when you're in college,
sure,
you basically have the option. You can't be registered in two places. You can either be registered where you're living on campus or registered at your parents' house. And if you're registered at your parents' house, but the election is when you're at school, I think for a lot of people, they're like, well, I'm not there to vote in person. But now you can vote absentee by mail. And so that becomes a lot easier. Or, you know, vice versa. If you're on spring break or, you know, for studying abroad, there's more options now to still make sure that you vote. But the question is, what direction would you tell the Wisconsin GOP to take if you were in their war room this week? 844-967-2789.
We had a caller who couldn't stick around, but he basically said, why would I give them any suggestions on what to do? Let them keep doing what they're doing. They're doing just great.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's certainly a certain amount of people who have no bad taste in their mouth from watching Republicans lose, but I just... So play along, role play a little bit, just like Jane joked about yesterday of that she thinks she'd be very good at being able to role play a deep MAGA angry person for canvassers for the Waukesha County Dems as they're practicing door-to-door knocking. But as far as... I just think it's interesting because I think the stats are there, right? That it feels like in 2017, the Wisconsin Supreme Court had an insurmountable conservative lean. And now fast forward to 2023, for the first time in 15 years, the Republicans can no longer rely on the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling in their favor. And they've lost, since 2018, they've lost the governorship with, and like, it's not like, I mean, really, it's Ron Johnson. It's, I forgot his name, the guy who won for treasurer.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Brian Hagedorn, who was a huge disappointment for them.
Such a letdown.
But, and so, you know, you have to think that conversations are happening as far as like, all right, what do we need to change? And on one hand, part of it is money, right? That they've said that even especially early on, Janet Protasiewicz was able to spend early while Dan Kelly and Jennifer Doro were kind of infighting between the conservatives up until the primary. So that is true. Money is important and it's part of it. But I don't think that explains, what did it end up being? Almost 200,000 vote difference?
Oh, yeah. She just crushed them.
I mean, it was like, it's a little bit like between 10 and 11 points, 200,000 votes. And I just don't, because you think about it, and Ron Johnson outraised, outspent Mandela Barnes, and that was a 26,000 vote difference.
844-967-2789. What direction would you tell the Wisconsin GOP to take after their trouncing in the Supreme Court election? We have Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Thanks for joining us, Ken. What do you want to say?
Doesn't the GOP control a supermajority in Wisconsin now?
So the state Senate does have a supermajority. The Assembly does not.
But that controls any impeachment power, including misdemeanors. So basically, anybody that's a civil war clerk could be impeached.
They can.
So what are you talking about?
So they could be impeached. Yes. And the only thing there is if they're impeached, then it goes to the governor to either appoint their replacement or call a special election.
No. Not how it works. They can impeach the governor. Yeah, the supermajority. They could possibly go back and dig something up on the governor, and he could be impeached.
Okay. I mean, maybe, and maybe they will do that. So are you not answering the question then? So you're saying that the GOP is doing fine?
Well, if you have the supermajority in Wisconsin, yeah. They can pretty much impeach the judge that was just elected.
So they should keep going on the road that they're going. They're doing great.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ken.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ken. You too. Bye-bye.
So, and maybe there's some people who think that they're doing just fine. And so that they should just keep doing what they're doing.
Because I'm sure impeaching the justice who was just elected by 11 points.
11 points.
Yes. Impeaching her will be wildly popular with the electorate.
Which was interesting also that he brings up, because Wisconsin Watch yesterday published this article that says Republicans can't simply remove a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. And you know, they said Democrats celebrated Tuesday's election of Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, cementing the liberal court majority. But a legislative effort to oust a justice would steer Wisconsin politics into nearly uncharted waters. Lawmakers have impeached just one judge in state history in 1853, almost as old as our abortion ban.
Oh.
And the Senate, then the Senate didn't even convict. And legal experts call a modern day removal under the current set of facts unlikely, citing finer details of the process. And so I highly recommend Ken and anyone else who's interested to go read this article from Wisconsin Watch that was written by Matthew DeFore, as far as what, because it's been a lot of conversation as far as like, what is this, what is the power, would they actually do this?
Right.
And so we're asking you, along with Ken thinks everything's fine, but what do you think? If you had to give advice to the Wisconsin GOP, what direction would you tell them to take the messaging, the candidates, the party? 844-967-2789. And so Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a article out today saying Wisconsin GOP leaders say it's more than abortion, which I think it is more than abortion.
Yeah,
I think that is a huge driving force. I think they lost a lot of their own women voters because of this, but they're saying that it's more than that. But the thing that I think is really interesting about this article, if you go and read it, is there are more Republicans quoted in this article of giving their thoughts in the aftermath of the election that are named Mark than are women. I'll say that again. There's more Republican strategists or executives or people to give insight on where the party is going that are quoted in this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel postmortem article than women quoted. And so maybe one of the pieces of advice I would say is maybe you have a woman problem. Maybe get a little bit more women leadership.
A little more diversity.
In your caucus.
A little more diversity, perhaps.
Yes.
844-967-2789. If you want to check in on what advice would you give Wisconsin Republicans after the trouncing Dan Kelly suffered by Janet Protasiewicz this week. Annie from Waukesha joins us. Annie, what do you want to say?
Hi. The only reason I'm going to say this at all is because I know they're not going to do it. But I consider myself the leftist, and I'm also part of the trans community. And with everything going on right now, you need someone who's actually going to put protections in place for us. We're very, I guess I can speak for the whole community, I'm very disappointed in Biden as well. Not for the same reasons as the Republican Party, but I think doing a complete 180 would attract some of us here who feel really disappointed and targeted, and we're in a lot of danger right now in so many places.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Annie. And I don't know if everyone's aware of what I think what she was referencing is that yesterday Biden really played the centrist card and made a proposal when it came to trans youth in sports. And truly its most centrist type proposal. So it was basically yesterday the education department announced a proposal that would restrict schools from banning transgender athletes on sports teams.
Yep.
So that seems like a good thing. They're saying that under Title IX, sex discrimination is prohibited in federally funded schools. So now the Biden administration wants to make sure that trans athletes are covered under that law. And so there's now up to 20 states that are banning trans students from playing on teams that match their gender identity, which includes Kansas, which as of just yesterday overrode their governor's veto to enact an anti-trans sports ban. And so, but the big but there, and why, say, how do you pronounce their name that just called? Is it Annie? Annie or Anna K?
Annie.
Okay. And that they are saying that basically there's part of the proposal would give high schools and colleges the flexibility to ban some trans athletes if fairness is a concern. So it's basically youth sports of elementary age, middle school age, even some high school, like let kids play. But when it starts, I think the indication is that when it gets to
competing,
you know, are you a future Olympian? Are you a future professional athlete? There is more concern over whether or not it's fair. And so it's what I've read so far is pretty vague, but I know that from the LGBTQ community, they feel pretty betrayed from how staunchly Biden talked about supporting trans rights and then came out with this very centrist moderate, like neither side is probably happy. What I don't understand is because truly, if this proposal goes into action, does it basically overturn all of these 20 states that have put these laws into place? I mean, because now it's just a proposal right now. It's going to go into 30 days of public comment period. And I don't understand enough about what would happen after that period and how it would affect these state laws that are already in place. But it's a good point from Annie as far as I don't see the GOP taking that piece of advice.
That's never going to happen. But it will never happen.
I mean, because I don't even think that they're going to take the advice, at least in the Wisconsin GOP, about abortion. This came from Mark Jefferson, and it was quoted in the Journal Sentinel piece that I was just talking about, is that I don't think we have to sacrifice our principles in order to talk to independent voters. I'm pro-life. I'm proud to be part of the pro-life party. But I think we have we need to have a message and explain ourselves better than we have. What does that mean?
I think they explained themselves perfectly well. No exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. That seems pretty clear to me.
I don't know what message that they think, like, how you can be pro-life and not compromise what you're saying your principles are and not also hear how many people saying, I don't want politicians in my doctor's office.
But they
full
know,
stop.
But they know better.
Yeah.
They know better.
But then, you know, there's who else? Mark Grawl, the other second Mark, still no women.
Yeah.
Who's a longtime Republican strategist, said Tuesday's results were a really clear wake-up call that Republicans need to run candidates who can appeal to those suburban voters. Moving past Trump and his sort of caustic brand of politics could be helpful at getting us back on track, taking back the suburban voters. So what does that look like?
Keep doing what you're doing, boys. Keep doing it. You're doing. People love you. We're all with you.
All right. If you have any advice for the Wisconsin GOP on what direction they should take the party, 844-967-2789, and we will be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 32 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 60. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Want it to be called? Maybe. Somebody named Jack want to be called Jill. You can't do that. Meanwhile, half your favorite entertainers been performing under a fake name. You ain't had no problems with that. I ain't finna call you Jill. Meanwhile, you think Ice Cube is his real name? Really? Or maybe he just gave you a name he wanted to be called? Maybe. Just maybe. Hulk Hogan's real name is Terry. Let that sink in while you refuse to call a trans person what they want to be called. The sweaty ass Hulkamania, Hulk in Hollywood Hogan is a from Tampa named Terry.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Madnair. I came across that Roy Wood Jr. clip last night from one of his stand-ups. And I was like, oh, God, this is so good. And I knew we were going to talk about some of the trans stuff that's happened. The trans proposal from Biden. There was also the Supreme Court, shockingly, yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is also a question we're going to ask Jim Santel when he gets here at the top of the next hour. Is basically, the Supreme Court rejected West Virginia's emergency attempt to remove a 12-year-old from her middle school's track team. The young woman is trans. And it was the first time the high court has ruled on state-level restrictions on transgender athletes. Obviously, I think everyone expects that more decisions are expected as 19 other states have limited, now 20 other states have limited transgender participation. I just don't know what that means. So it's like they just refused, they rejected to hear it. So does that, but it doesn't overturn anything as far as in West Virginia. It just means in this specific case that she can, the young woman can still continue. Play.
Jim will clarify.
But that happened yesterday. Biden's proposal came out yesterday. Earlier this week, Indiana joined the ranks of the other states that is banning gender-affirming care. And just, and we want to move on to the brew quiz and have some fun for this week. But just a reminder that, you know, according to at least one study, there's around 300,000 kids aged 13 to 17 who identify as transgender in the U.S. And about 20% of them are now living in states where there's gender-affirming bans in place. And
I can't imagine being a parent of a child who is trans and being told that you have the right to determine your child's curriculum. You have the right to determine what books should be in public libraries. You have the right to determine what teachers can teach, but you do not have the right to give your child the health care that you believe is in their best interests. It's astonishing.
I know.
Astonishing.
I know. All right. Well, we will have more questions. If you have legal questions, because I think every once in a while, maybe almost daily, sometimes we say, well, we'll have to ask a lawyer about that. But so now we have a lawyer here. So after we come back from the top of the hour news, Jim Santel is going to be here, our Civic Media's own legal eagle, to answer questions about whether or not what just happened in Tennessee could happen in Wisconsin, explain the rejection from the Supreme Court yesterday, And anything else
if no personal injury questions, okay?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he knows those things.
Okay, so yeah, let's not. We're not.
He's not.
It. He's not that kind of a lawyer. I'm just saying.
He's not Gruber. All right. For now, we got to power through these, though.
Yes.
Brew quiz for the week. Yeah. Headline quiz. Okay. All right. Number one, which city topped the Wall Street Journal's annual list of hottest job markets?
Mm.
Austin, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Nashville.
I will go with Nashville.
I actually didn't read this one. I'll go with you.
Okay.
Nashville. Number two, which fast casual restaurant has sued Sweetgreen over the use of their name in a new burrito bowl? So Sweetgreen, which is like a salad place, mm-hmm. is getting sued by which other fast casual restaurant?
Okay.
Cava, Chipotle, Roti, Blaze. I don't even know what Roti or Blaze is.
Chipotle is the only one that I know, so I'll go with them.
All right, number three. To which account did Twitter add a misleading state-affiliated media tag? NPR, New York Times, Washington Post, PBS.
NPR.
NPR, I knew that one. Private equity firm Sixth Street committed to spending a record $125 million for a new Bay Area franchise of which sport? We talked about this yesterday. Pickleball, cricket, women's soccer, volleyball.
Soccer.
Yep. Number five, fill in the blank. The invitation to King Charles III's coronation is drawing attention because it A, misspelled Westminster, B, used formaldehyde laced ink, C, soft launched the update title Queen Camilla, D, depicted offensive imagery in the new royal crest.
It's Queenie Cammy.
Queenie Cammy. All right. How we do? 5 out of 5.
Look at that.
You really redeemed yourself from the three headlines and a lie.
That was not good.
Yes. Nashville topped the Wall Street Journal's hottest job market list. Chipotle sued Sweetgreen over a new menu item. Twitter added the tag to NPR's account, which is, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Feelings about that. Sixth Street committed to a new Bay Area women's soccer franchise, and the coronation invitation used the newly styled Queen Camilla.
I didn't think that she was ever going to get that title. I always assumed that she would remain consort.
I don't know enough. Does Paul have feelings on that?
He doesn't like the royals.
Period.
Pretty much. He loved Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
Had a lot of respect for Queen Elizabeth, had a lot of respect for her mother, but not a fan of Prince Philip, does not like Prince Charles.
At all. Interesting. Does not like Prince Charles at all. How does he feel about, did he like Diane? Diana?
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know.
Some people have so much fandom for those people. It's just, they evoke strong feelings for many.
Both good and bad.
Both good and bad.
Yeah.
I just talk about it when it seems topical. I have to say that's about the extent of my care and the effect that it has in my life is that when it's in the news,
talk about it. Yep.
All right. When we come back, Jim Santel will be here to answer our legal questions of all the happenings of the week and the day. If you have questions for him that you have, you want some clarity on, 844-967-2789. You can text them in. You can call them in. And in the next hour, we will also give away those Brewers tickets. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.